from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco stop number 3. Stop number 4 is tomorrow. We'll be at Dining Under the Stars and Media out in front of Spasso Italian Grill. We are at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar in Drexel Hill today at Drexel Brook. It's brought to you by Visit Delco PA. Province Animal Center is here. Now, the two dogs, they're both puppies. Oh, are they leaving?
Oh, they're leaving?
Ah, Minnow and Java.
They're
Minnow.
Leaving?
Yeah, the little one's Minnow, and then the little bit bigger one is Java.
So what happens when Minnow gets full size?
She would just call her Fish.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's my big question.
Yeah. Well, so they're going back to Providence now. If somebody adopts, you know what? I'll sponsor both their fees, just in good, not even here, because they're leaving.
Yeah.
Minnow is a puppy, and Java is about 6 months old. They're both very happy and very easily wooed with treats. So once they find out you have treats, they're very interested in you. I can't be around. I don't know how my wife works at a shelter. I don't know how she doesn't bring dogs home all the time. It's like crushing, man. I see these dogs. I want them home. They're nice to me. Give me a kiss.
I've actually deliberately tried to stay from over there.
Oh, yeah, because it, yeah. Dude, it gets you.
Yeah.
It gets, you're like, oh, yeah.
Seems like you really need someone to be nice to you.
Me?
Yeah, like yeah. You really yeah. value that.
I do. I do.
You too.
I do. No one's nice to me.
I'm nice to you.
Well, I'm nice to you.
Yeah, yeah. Nice enough. All right.
Nice enough. I like that. Nice enough.
Matt, you don't lick my face ever, Jack.
Listen, for 20, never mind.
Yeah, okay. Matt in South Jersey, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
So, I'm a first-time, long-time, by the way, so this is super cool. But
thank you,
one
Matt.
Thing about the one thing about the Braves series that I think is getting overlooked is that everyone's complaining about the Cowboys because they haven't been as good. The Phillies have waxed the Braves in the playoffs in every series they've played them since 93. In 93, we won 3 straight games against one of the best starting rotations in history, pardon me, including Maddux. And then we beat them 2 years in a row in the playoffs when we were underdogs, when they were healthy. So if the Cowboys rivalry isn't valid because they can't compete with the Eagles as of late, have the Braves actually competed against the Phillies of late in the playoffs? Not really.
Well, they won a World – maybe not, but they won a World Series 3 years ago, which is more than you can say for the Cowboys. And they've
fair,
won the –
it's not like they went through us.
Well, no, but I actually think if the Eagles would just play the Cowboys in the playoffs, it would reinvigorate some of this.
Do people agree that the rivalry, like, it's not as, like, you know, like fired up? Like, there is a reinvigorating thing that needs to happen with Eagles Cowboys?
No, because Eagles fans do get fired up for the Cowboys. I don't know why you keep saying that.
It just feels different to me. It feels like I said it feels like Halloween. It feels like we all put on a costume and we hate Dallas for the week. But the sort of anger and the sort of the true hatred that came from fans before, mm-hmm. I do not feel in the same way. And look, maybe
it's a different fan.
Yeah,
granted, it's a different fan.
You know, and maybe we won the Super Bowl. That mm-hmm. the Cowboys are not as good as they used to be, at least in terms of championships. That's part of it. It's also part of it that probably the people are different, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I think the other part of it, Spike, kind of to your point. I'm sorry to interrupt, man.
No,
go ahead. Yep.
I just don't want to forget. Is that, you know, the whole hatred of the Cowboys emerged in the 70s and 80s because you had front runners from the area that would root for them instead of the Eagles because the Eagles were really, really, really bad. And you can't say that about the Eagles anymore. Like, I don't think we have this fresh generation of Cowboys fans growing up and jumping on the bandwagon, because not only are the Cowboys not good, but the Eagles have been really good since Andy was the coach here. So unless you grew up in a family where you had a Cowboys fan, you're not seeing this new generation of young Cowboys fans that are from this area, I don't think.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, that's better parenting that's going on now.
Yeah. Finally.
To make sure that stuff's not happening again.
Well, also because I think just access to watching almost every team makes mm-hmm. it. Because a lot of the Cowboys things happened, A, because they were on TV all the time and because they won all the
sure.
time. And now they're, you know, you can watch any game you want all the time. You know, I think there's probably fewer national Lakers fans as there were, or Yankees
I agree.
Fans.
Yeah.
You know?
I the one thing I would say, Matt, and Jack and Spike, I would look at, if the Eagles-Cowboys isn't the biggest rivalry, then what would make the Braves rivalry bigger? Like, do people get fired up for the Atlanta Braves? Like, are we doing watch parties for the Atlanta Braves? Is this a big thing in the city where the town is buzzing because we're about to play the Atlanta Braves? Like, you play the Cowboys, I know it's a week leading up to the game, but it's an event. It's an event. It's an event. When you play the Dallas Cowboys as the Philadelphia Eagles. We don't get that with the Braves. They play, what, 18 times a year?
It's less than it used to be, but yeah.
Well, it's 12 times a year now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 times a year.
The thing that I wanted to say, and I almost interrupted you, I apologize again, is that, you know, honestly.
Too much apologizing out of you, Matt.
I'm
it's all good.
Guy.
Go ahead.
What do you want? But honestly, like, the playoff series that, like, me and my friends got together or went out to the bar for were the games that really mattered the most to us. I'm 42, by the way, so, like, that generation of fans, at least, that I had the most familiarity with was the recent series against the Knicks. Man, we had text chains. We were out at the bar. We were at each other's houses. It was crazy. It wasn't that way for Philly's Braves. It was in 2022 because we hadn't been there in so long. But we were all over every series that way. In 2023, the Braves series didn't matter that much to us. Honestly,
what about after the Arcia thing? I think that kind of jacked it up a little bit. The Arcia Harper thing.
But here's the thing. If someone on the Cardinals had done that in 2022, we would have felt the same kind of way. Like, I don't think there was like an extra sort of hatred against Arcia because he was a Brave. It's because he was a jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like last year we had the mock chop going. Like, beating the Braves is a little bit extra special. It's not like beating, you know, we beat the Marlins in the first round last year and no one cared. There's a little bit extra with the Braves.
I don't think the current Braves rivalry compares to the Mets rivalry with that 07 through 011 squad, though.
Well, they were the worst. Like, you're right.
that rivalry, like, there was, like, I was at a lot of those games, and that rivalry was like hatred. It was like trying to calm dudes down sitting next to you so they didn't get into a fight with the Mets fan that was next to them.
Well, you know what I mean? I think the Mets thing, and I think proximity has a lot to do with it. That's why. I think all of the New York teams could be our primary rivals if they were all good at the same time that we were. Like, at that moment, because
true.
You just see them more. You know, you see them. Hey, Matt, you want to get into the afternoon show Fantasy League? You got to convince us with your Eagles fan resume.
Okay.
Why are you a big Eagles fan?
So I'll give you an example of how big of an Eagles fan I am. When I was in grade school, I had a massive crush on this girl whose name I'm not going to say in case she's listening. And also, I just don't want to blow up someone's privacy.
Lauren.
But I had this massive Stephanie. Crush all through grade school, all through Jean. High school. She went away for college. I went away for college. I thought that was the end of it. My sophomore year of college, we're both home on winter break. She hits me up. Hey, do you want to hang out? And I mean, this was a sure thing. My parents are away at a holiday party, the whole nine yards. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like what day of the week? Okay, whatever. We're talking. It turns out she's a Cowboys fan. I said, nah, never mind. Hung up.
Is that a true story?
100%.
That's a good story. That's a good story. Yeah, you did pause there. All right, Matt, you are under consideration.
All right.
Speaking of the Phils, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Get excited, Spike.
I'm excited.
Austin Hayes is starting his AAA rehab.
Yeah!
Up in Lehigh Valley
tonight.
That's
good news. What do we think? A couple of games?
Yeah, they think that him and Ranger could be back for the Kansas City series.
They could really use Hayes in this way. That whole controversy we had over the weekend.
Yeah, it could have been him.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it would have been Cal Stevenson.
Cal Stevenson.
Joe in the Northeast's own.
Yeah.
Cal Stevenson.
Was he called back yet?
He called the midday show yesterday.
Yeah. He did? Okay.
Which, again, we got to stop giving the midday show content. Like,
yeah.
We've been ripping Joe in the Northeast for days.
Yep.
But. Well, they could have, by the way, they could have pinch hit Weston Wilson, too.
Yeah, they could have.
Right.
Yeah, could have.
And almost anyone else.
Yeah.
almost anyone else.
Well, the Stubbs thing we were stuck on, though. That nothing's changing the Stubbs thing.
Right.
Yes. The Stubbs thing because of JT.
Because of JT.
But it's going to be interesting because Weston Wilson, again, he's smoked lefties. So do they send him back down? I think he was here when Austin Hayes was up anyway. So, you know, they have some kind of roster decision to make there. But we'll kind of see. There is a name that might help the bullpen.
Uh-oh.
I know what you're going to say.
He got released today.
Can I give Ike a hint? Former Philly.
Oh, so it had to be somebody who was already here. Yeah,
yeah.
And he got released?
He got released today by the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, Hector?
Hector the Protector.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Hector the Protector. So he's actually not pitching too bad. He didn't get released out of that.
Okay.
He more got released because he's 14 innings away from triggering a $9 million opt-in for next year. Would you take the
chance? Let that happen.
No. The Cubs for a team that's not competing? Yeah, I think they're okay.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No?
Nope. I need
Hector the Protector was he gave you a little bit of stomach.
Well, yeah. He would not be closing here.
Yeah.
Thankfully. But in the 6th, 7th, 8th? Nope. Eighth's a little deep, sorry.
I'll tell
six
you
or
what.
Seven.
I need my books clear next year in case I need to make a move for a major outfielder.
Oh, right. You were putting – you were telling me your Juan Soto plan before the show.
Yep.
Huh?
Well, we might need Juan Soto. And I'm just trying to figure out the money way to do it. You trade JT. You ship – maybe you get somebody to take Taiwan Walker to trade JT.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Start with those two.
Who's having the conversation with Bryce that you're trading JT?
Well, I don't – do you want to win a World Series or do you not win a World Series?
Let Jack have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
You won't tell him?
Yeah, sure. We're getting Juan Soto.
Okay, good.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, all right. There you go.
I like your plans, buddy.
Yeah. I'm just saying if necessary. I'm not blowing it up for $9 million because we need Hector Neris in some game at the end of September that puts him over the innings limit.
Well, I could pitch in the postseason.
Yeah.
I do appreciate you getting out in front of the Soto thing to once again, when Joe Giglio steals this.
He definitely is.
Yeah, I've already I started doing the math about a week ago, and I was like, wait a minute. What would it take if we need to pay him $55 million a year?
I
found the money. I found the money.
I'm sure John Middleton appreciates it.
Yep.
I'm sure he does.
You see, I don't know if you know this, Jack, but I was a manager at one point.
Oh, yeah.
And yep. Sometimes you need to do creative accounting to find the money, and I'm finding the money for Juan Soto.
Guess who is starting at second base and hitting ninth for the Braves tonight? Whit Merrifield.
I was going to say, yeah, who's the former Philly?
I swear to God, if he torches us this series, I quit. Nah, I can't do it. Dump that. I didn't say I quit.
Yeah.
I was just saying it was a figure of speech. It was a figure
of
speech.
Don't worry, we're not letting you quit.
Yeah.
And final thing here. So I know you've been talking about the importance of this series. Like, I think we all want them to go down there and step on a throat.
Yep.
But do you need this series to think they're back, or are you already there?
I'm not there yet. They win this series, then I will put them under heavy back consideration. But they lose this series, and they're not back. I'm sorry.
What if it's a tight game?
You win one series against the Nationals doesn't make you back.
Nope. Like, and they got to go out to Kansas City and not get embarrassed.
Look,
I need a 4-2 road trip.
Kansas City, and then Houston, and then Atlanta again.
Yeah.
The next 13 games.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Kansas City, Houston, Atlanta again.
That's without a day off, too.
I need eight
wins. 8-5?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with
you. Give me 8 under that gauntlet.
At least 8-5, yeah.
Yes. You get back consideration.
Yeah.
Consideration.
I love 9-4, but yeah, 8-5 at least.
Give me 8-5. Well, Houston's hot now. Kansas City's good. There's a good team.
Why are we not a good road team for whatever reason? Bryce doesn't hit the same on the road as he does at home.
He does at Truist Park, though. Career 936 OPS.
Wow, there you go.
You're right. He does like Atlanta.
Dude, that's good for the night. Baseballs,
yeah, and he had a day off, and he didn't bat.
And
that's
he
a definite home run tonight.
And he's heard for the last 48 hours about how
he had to listen to TK last night for 4 hours.
Yep.
Well, I asked
TK. He didn't want the moment.
So I asked TK what he was doing before he went on the air yesterday, and I said, what are you doing tonight? And he goes, Phillies. I was like, oh, you're doing Bryce. Should have
fought his way to the batter's box.
And he started doing the show. He was like, you know, I just said, what do we expect of this guy? This guy's got to be. And I was like, all right, TK, that's the show. Go ahead, do it.
It's a shame because, like, the same guy, TK, he'll do that, and then he'll do – but the starters don't need to play in the preseason because it's a little bit tough. It's disappointing.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
I'm actually surprised at that take from TK.
You got to be tough or you're not. Yeah. And TK sometimes is tough, but then sometimes he's not. But his brand should be tough guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. His brand was that all the time.
Just angry.
Yeah. Yeah, angry sometimes more than tough. Angry. Is that the whole high hope?
That's what I got.
How are you feeling about the series?
I'm just not afraid of the Braves anymore. Like, I think we've talked about them a lot today. Like, I just think they're this year. I think they're still. I respect them as an organization. I just think they're done. Like, I don't have this big fear that they're going to come and chase down the Phillies for the division. Like, I think the division for me is pretty much locked up.
And oh,
it is. Like, it's more about seeding now. 1-2-3. Like,
all I know is I do not want the. It's if they blow the division,
did
I know.
You say the division's locked
up.
It's pretty much
relaxed over there.
No, it's just like, come on. It's okay.
Now I know I'm not the only one that's going to get killed with chili.
It's okay.
Why did you go down this route?
Well, because like I look at the Braves lineup tonight. Do you want to hear the Braves lineup tonight?
Okay. Oh, man.
God.
Look, Michael Harris, Ramon Laureano, who stinks. No. Oh, Ozuna, no. Who's obviously great. Olsen, good. He's had a down year. Sean Murphy. Jared Kelenic, who stinks. Arcia stinks. Gio Urshela, they picked up off waivers this morning.
No.
And he's starting at third base. And Whit Merrifield, who we know is cooked. Like, why do I have to keep myself up at night? Because that's the Braves.
I can't believe you just
did that. That's the Braves.
3-2 loss coming tonight.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't care.
Guarantee you. There's no way they're scoring more than two runs tonight.
They could lose. They could get swept. Okay.
Huh?
In this series, they're not going to come and chase the Phillies down.
Well,
they're not going.
Hold on. Okay.
They could get
swept. But that's not the only thing at stake here. We're talking about the two seed.
I agree. I am focused way more on the 1, 2, or 3 seed. Like the division, I am pretty much putting on the back burner. Like, I just think it's over. I don't. Like, we can do the Braves fear thing. I just don't feel that from that team.
It's not really a Braves fear thing. It was as much as it is karma.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, at 10-1, I thought the NFC East was a lock. For anybody who had over 11 wins for the Cowboys at 10-1, you thought that was a lock.
Jack, I can't believe you just did that.
I can't believe you did this.
Well, yeah. When Julio does it, it doesn't count. When I do it, there's like a different kind of authority.
If they get swept, you are going to be a puddle of sweat and a different secretion, you know.
Obviously, why did you use a big word that you knew? I don't know what that means.
You don't know.
You know what secretion means.
Sure. I do. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't.
I don't really know what secretion means. No. How many people here know it's secretion?
Yeah. Here's the thing, Jack. You're saying even if they get swept, you will be panic-ridden.
That's just to make a point, by the way.
Okay.
Just like the quitting the show thing.
Okay.
They're not going to get swept.
Okay.
It's just I'm not.
Wait a minute. You said they weren't going to get swept by the Yankees either. Do we remember this when this happened 3 weeks ago?
I believe that was off the air.
Yeah, it was off the air, but you said it.
Okay. Well, there's different things when the lights turn bright.
Okay.
You know, it's just. We don't need to be afraid of this Braves team anymore. The Braves are cooked.
This is bad.
This is
when it all goes
down. Braves are cooked.
All right. I'm sure nothing bad could happen
right from
here. So we have an important interview to do next.
We really do.
We need a new fantasy football commissioner for the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We have an applicant. His name is Broads.
Broads!
Now, we love Broads, but we have to give him a proper interview so we can see if he has what it takes to be the commissioner. I don't know. I truly don't. I want him to get this. You know, you've done job interviews where you're like, wow, I want him to impress me. We'll see. We'll see what Broads has next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco today is at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexel Brook in Drexel Hill. Brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they are right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.